Several dozen people showed up to the Dillingham Bingo Hall Wednesday morning to discuss how Bristol Bay is responding to the opioid epidemic. Posters at the front of the room cited statistics. The number of people reporting heroin use in the United States more than doubled between 2007 and 2013. In 2012, prescription opioid pain reliever overdose deaths were twice as high in Alaska as the rest of the country. But for Anna Mae Kasich, mayor of Togiak, the meeting wasn't about statistics. It was about the very tangible impact of drug use that she sees in her community, and about solutions. She explained first in Yupik.
Love is what our elders tell us when we get ready for our day. Our elders tell us to love one another, and we have an epidemic in our villages, but these are our people, these are our loved ones, and through love we can get things done together.
Everyone gathered at the Dillingham Bingo Hall on Wednesday broke into four groups, and the participants discussed broad topics, including the effects that they see of opioid misuse, existing efforts to combat it, and social perception of opioid use and addiction. Andy Jones is the director of the newly established Alaska Office of Substance Misuse and Addiction Prevention. He explained that this workshop in Dillingham, co-hosted by Bristol Bay Opioid Task Force, is one of at least 15 that his office is putting on around the state.
We want to develop a strategic plan, or what I like to call it, an action plan. And so we're taking a different approach. Instead of writing something back home, you know, in a silo, is we're not even starting to write it. What we've done is we've taken some key foundational elements, and we're using those as discussion topics, and then we're going to hopefully build by May. We'll have a long-term strategic plan or action plan that's been built by the communities.
So the goal of the state's visit to communities is twofold. First, these meetings allow locals to share on-the-ground perspective on how opioid misuse affects their lives and to make suggestions for a state response. Additionally, these meetings allow the state to assist communities in developing their own addiction prevention and treatment strategies.
Togiak said, we want peer recovery training. You know, we want someone who can teach us about sober living housing. So following this meeting, we're going to link up. I'm going to fly a few experts out to give Togiak the training that they are asking for.
The state has already met with residents in Ketchikan and Prince of Wales Island. This week, the Office of Substance Misuse and Addiction Prevention staff head to Sitka to hear from people there how they would be best supported in fighting the opioid epidemic. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.